Das heißt, dass er nicht über das gesagt hat, wenn man Yehudim sagt, die Vamas daft Kuftes. Sagt die Mishnah, if one divorces his wife and remarries her and then he died without children, she's permitted for Yibam. Rabbi Elazar says she is usher in Yibam. Similarly, sagt die Mishnah, if one married an orphaned minor, divorced her, then remarried her and died without children, she is mutter in Yibam. Rabbi Elazar says she's usher in Yibam. If a minor was married off by her father and was then divorced, she's considered like an orphan in her father's lifetime. As such, if her husband remarried her and then died without children, all would agree that she is usher in Yibam. Zakhtmar Efa explained the view of Rabbi Elazar that since at the time of the divorce the husband's brothers were usher to her, they remain usher to her forever, even in a situation of Yibam later on. The Rabbanan asked Efa, if that's true, then she should not need chalitza either, and yet Rabbi Elazar says in her brayso she needs chalitza. Efa said, I don't understand the reason for Rabbi Elazar's view. Abaya said, the reason for Rabbi Elazar is that he's unsure whether for Yibam we say that we look at the time of death, and since she's mutter to the brother at the time of death, she may be taken in Yibam, or do we say that we consider that she fell to Yibam at the time of the first marriage, and since she was usher to him after that time, at the time of the divorce, she remains usher to him forever and does not even need chalitza because of that. He's unsure, so he requires her to get chalitza. Rava said, really, Rabbi Elazar is sure that we look at the time of death. The reason of Rabbi Elazar is that a divorce is a public matter and becomes known. However, the remarriage is something that's not known to all. Therefore, we have to be concerned that people will think he's doing Yibam with the divorcee of his brother. In fact, where everyone sees him living together again, surely people will know. Mar said, we're concerned for the case that where he remarried her at night and died that next morning, in which case people will not have seen them living together. Rav Ashi said, we're going to this case for the case of the orphan in her father's lifetime, which is the last case of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, from the fact that the Mishnah even states the last case, which would seem obvious, it's a proof that it was stated as an explanation for the reason of Rabbi Elazar. A Braisa is a proof to Rav Ashi as well. The Braisa says that the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Elazar in the case of the Yasamim Bechaya Aviyah. Now, Rabbi Elazar never said that case altogether. How is it that they agree with him? It must be that the Braisa understands that that this case in the Mishnah is the basis for Rabbi Elazar's view. Rava asked Rav Nachman, according to Rabbi Elazar, may the tzara of this woman be taken in Yibam? Rav Nachman said, she herself is only usher as a gzera. So should we then make a gzera that the tzara is usher? That would be a gzera l'gzera. Furthermore, we explained that Rabbi Elazar says in a braisa that either she or her tzara has to get chalitza. Mara says, explain the statement to me that she has to get chalitza, but the tzaras can either get chalitza or yibam. Zok the Mishnah, if two brothers marry two orphan minor sisters and one brother dies without children, his wife is not subject to yibam or chalitza as the erva of a wife's sister. Same halacha would apply where the sisters were deaf mutes, chereshos. If one of the sisters was a minor and the other was an adult, then if the husband of the minor died, she's not subject to Yibam to the husband of the adult sister, because she's an erva of a deraisa a wife. If the husband of the adult sister died, Rabbi Eliezer would says, we tell the minor sister to do Miyon, and thereby allow the adult sister in Yibam. Rabbi Gamliel says, if she does Miyon on her own, that's fine. If she does not, we wait until she becomes an adult, and her marriage therefore becomes deraisa when she lives with her husband after being an adult. At that point, the sister is parted from Yibam as the achois ishtoi. Rishua says he must divorce his wife and give chalitza to the Yavama and loses out on both of them. Frekting more, how can Rabbi Eliezer say that we instruct her to do Miyon Rak Bakapar to the Braisa that says that one should always cleave to three things and distance himself from three things? He should cleave to chalitza rather than doing Yibam, to making peace between people and to annulling vows, and he should distance himself from Miyon, from taking items for safekeeping from people, and from being a guarantor and a loan. So how do we push Miyon? So remember, when Miyon is needed to allow the performance of a mitzvah, it's different and it's encouraged. Gemara now just explains the memra. A person should rather do chalitza, as stated by Abba Shaul Nabraisa, that someone who does Yibam for reasons other than the mitzvah, it's as if he married an erva. A person should seek to make peace based on the pasuk of Bakei Shalom Vrat Fei, and we learn that through Gzeir Shavah that a person who does so is rewarded in both worlds. A person should annul his vows, like Abraisa says, or Rav Nosson says, someone who makes a vow, it's as if he built a bama, and if he keeps the vow, it's like he brought a carbon on that bama. Mark continues, a person should distance himself from Miyun because when she becomes an adult, she will regret having given the Miyun and will be convinced to divorce her then current husband and go and remarry the first husband. A person should not take things for safekeeping. That's referring to a case where one is safekeeping for a neighbor who comes into his house all the time. The concern is that he may once take the item back and claim that he never got it back. Finally, a person should not become a guarantor. It refers to the Sheltzian method of guarantors, where the lenders could collect from the guarantor without first going to the borrower. Yitzchak Dash and the Pasuk to teach that a person should not be one to easily accept converts, to become a Sheltzian guarantor, or to be one who attaches himself to a halacha. What does that mean? Mark explains, one should not easily accept converts, as Akrab Chalbay taught, because they're like tzaras for the Yidden, because their unknowing violations of mitzvahs teach others to be lack of mitzvahs. One should not become a Sheltzian guarantor, like we explained before, and one should not attach himself to halacha. It means, like Rabbi Yossi says in a braisa, that whoever says that he does not learn Torah does not get a reward, for learning Torah. Remember, that seems obvious. The Gemara says he means that if someone says that he only learns Torah but doesn't do mitzvahs, he will only get the reward for learning Torah. Again, that seems obvious. The Gemara says one who says that he does not even get the reward, one who says such a thing, doesn't even get the reward for learning the Torah that he learns either. Why is that so? Or Papa said, the Pasuk puts the learning next to the doing. Ulamadtem vasisam. Which teaches that only one who does mitzvahs gets rewarded for the Torah that he learns. Another answer, it may be that he is teaching that one who learns but does not do mitzvahs only gets rewards for learning. The chiddush is that even if he teaches other people who thereby learn and actually do, so they do the mitzvahs, he still doesn't get any reward for their doing the mitzvahs. Another meaning of one who attaches himself to halacha is a judge who has a question and doesn't run it by his rebbe before paskening. Mishnah said, Gamaliel, Omer im miyana v'chulu. Rabbi Elazar asked Rav, what's the reason, Rabbi Gamaliel? Is it because he holds that the marriage of a minor hangs in the air, it's tolui, and takes effect automatically as soon as she becomes an adult, even if she doesn't have bia with the husband? Or is it that he says when she becomes an adult and she has bia with her husband, that creates the marriage, which then makes the yuvama into an erva? Rav said, it's a second approach, that's the reason of Rabbi Gamaliel. Rav Sheshi says, the Braisa clearly says that the kedushin of a minor is considered as hanging, which presumably means that when she becomes an adult, it automatically takes effect, like the first approach of Rabbi Elazar. So Ravin, the son of Rabbi Nachman, said, it may be that the Braisa can be explained to mean that the marriage is hanging in the sense that if they later have bia, it takes effect, and if they do not, it does not take effect, but it doesn't mean it happens automatically before they have bia once she's an adult.